The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 3-0 overall and visit Wake Forest at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ACC Network. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks again. Good win, tough win, but proud of the way our guys battled against what I thought was a really solid opponent. Again, another challenge, our first road test, traveling down to play a Power 5 team, much improved Wake Forest, 2-1. So a good challenge, our first road test, and need a good week and keep improving here for our team.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions at this time.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Kevin Trahan from USA Today.
Hi, Kevin. You guys, you noted that you guys changed speed a lot on offense against Western Kentucky. Is that something that's been underutilized by no-huddle teams, and what do you think that did to the Western Kentucky defense?
One more time, I'm sorry, the first part of that question was?
You guys noted that you changed speed a lot, like the offense went faster sometimes, slower some other times against Western Kentucky rather than just fast-paced the whole time. I was wondering if that's underutilized by no-huddle teams, and is that something that why do you think that was helpful against?
Well, I think again, you watch, you know, there are certain no-huddle teams that aren't particularly fast. There's some teams that are kind of fast. We just felt because they had some tremendous drives that there was just some time that we – some drives where we needed not only to be successful, but we needed to try to take some time off the clock. At the same time, we don't want to stall. So we've tried to work on ways of slowing down but not becoming stagnant, and we're still working on it, but it was really good. We had basically almost a six-minute drive to end the game, and when you're noted as a tempo team, but you can go, I think it was 5 minutes and 50-some seconds to run the game out, that was good to see and very encouraging.
Is that something you've looked at before, or is that just something that you decided for this week was necessary?
No, we've actually been doing that, and we sometimes, as a matter of fact, we actually tried it in our first game, and the first time we did, we jumped those sides and kind of spooked ourselves from it. So we haven't done it a lot in years past. It's always been a part of four-minute offense, even back to my time at Oklahoma when we were no huddle with Bradford and those guys in 8, 9, 10, Landry Jones. So we've always had it as a part of slowing it down, and we just did it a little bit during this game just to try to, you know, we're just trying to be awkward with the rhythm of the game.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Austin Ward from ESPN.com.
Hey, Kevin, I asked you, you know, going into the season, if you had any concerns about Nate and being rusty. You said no, that he had such a great camp. Certainly the last 3 weeks are bearing out that as well. How well is Nate playing right now?
You know, good, but his surrounding parts and a quarterback, when, you know, he can run the ball, that's going to force people to put more numbers up the line of scrimmage or blitz you and get your receivers one-on-one. I think our receiving core has matured from a year ago. Ricky Jones is playing well, and Sammy Cobbs is better. We've got a couple tight ends involved. You know, basically the entire line's back. So I think I don't know if we've got one group or a guy that's tremendously the best at anything, but I think there's a lot of really good components offensively. And when we work collectively together, there's a lot of balance. When I say balance, meaning I think we have a chance to execute, you know, fairly okay. When that means we can keep the defense off guard a little bit. So Nate's played well, but he's getting a lot of support from his teammates, and that helps him a lot.
Is there anything that Nate is not doing that you would like to see him do moving forward?
Oh, I mean, he's got a lot to work. I mean, he's working every day. He's a young guy. So I don't think he started less than 20 games. I think he's got 17 starts. So here's a guy, and I think he just went fifth all time in our passing yardage here, something like that, seventh or eighth. But he's played for 3 years, but with injuries and splitting times, as a young guy, he's got a lot of football to play, and he's very mature. And I just think the more he plays, the more he grows. He's a sponge. I think he likes to learn. I think he likes to work at his game. I think he enjoys trying to master his craft. And I just think there's a lot of upside. So I just think whether it be just going through reads faster, playing in a stronger position, distributing the ball more on target, game management. He's doing well, but there's a lot of upside, and that's just the encouraging part of him and our team right now.
Thanks, Kevin.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Kevin. Also, I'd imagine it's encouraging the way you guys are playing in the second half of these games. What do you attribute it to?
You know, I think, and it's not, I mean, not like we're doing a lot at halftime. I think we are making the adjustments. Sometimes I think in preparation you can maybe get a little too much clutter, overanalyze, and what if they do this and this, or how about this play and this place. I think sometimes coaches were just cleaning and getting our team in rhythm. And I just think we've got a lot of kids that have been with us now 3 and 4 years. I think they've persevered through the work habits of our program, the off season, and I think they're – I think they just are a resilient crowd that comes to work every day and keeps playing every day, and that's all we're doing in the second half. We just try to keep playing. I thought the first couple of games we had a lull in the fourth quarter. I thought this past game we kind of kept playing for the most part pretty cleanly.
Good deal. Thanks, man.
And our next question comes from the line of Zach Osterman from Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Very well.
Just wanted to ask about, and I apologize if you asked about this yesterday, but about Darius Latham, and it seems like he's maybe really lived up in the two games since he's been back to what you've wanted out of that defense, the aggressiveness. And I know he's committed, you know, a couple of penalties that maybe would maybe be symptoms of that aggressiveness. Just how do you, with a guy like him, what's the balance to strike, I guess, in terms of keeping him aggressive but also cleaning things up?
Well, he's got a lot. He's got, again, I think like we're talking about with Nate, I mean, to me, he's still a young player. It's D lineman. We rotate guys, so he's played 2 years, splitting time. So he's still learning how to play. I think he's still learning how to prepare at a high level with practice habits on Tuesday, Wednesday, and film study and taking care of himself to really play hard. He's a tremendous talent. He's invested a lot this year. I think he's scratching the surface on what he can be, and we're really just trying to push him him and our team in general, as coaches, that you know, you really are doing a lot of things to build on, but we've got so much to clean up. I think sometimes he can get a little bit high, looking around, trying to make plays. I think, you know, the basketball side of Darius is, hey, give me the ball, I'm going to score and make a one-on-one play. When you're playing team defense, you got to maintain the structure of what you're doing instead of one-on-one freelancing. So we're just trying to keep him focused on what his job is and how to prepare. And I think if he keeps doing it, he's going to have a very, very strong season. He's done well, but I think he could be so much better than what we're seeing right now.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Mike Miller from the Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Kevin. Yeah, historically, and I think this is going back before your time here, it seems that many of the athletes and the skill guys recruited to Indiana have ended up on the offensive side of the ball. You know, this year's with guys like Jonathan Crawford especially, was there, you know, a more concerted effort to get that kind of skill and athleticism in the defensive backfield?
No, I just think it's the class. I think the last couple, three classes, we've actually signed more defensive guys than offensive guys. So just some guys stick, some guys pan out. And like I say, we're very the only thing we've said, and you haven't really seen a lot, I think the freshman receiving corps is going to be outstanding. But because Ricky and Simi have played a little bit more, you're not seeing Nick Westbrook, Leon Thornton. Last year's 13 freshmen, counting Donovan Hale as a skill kid, is the most talented skill group we've recruited.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our next question comes from the line of Alex McCarthy from Inside Indiana.
Hey, Coach. Just want to ask a little about third down. Seems like you guys had a little more success running the ball on third down and converting than passing the ball. And obviously part of that is just, you know, you're running on shorter down situations that are easier anyway. But apart from that, what do you think is the difference on third down between, you know, when you guys run the ball and when you guys pass?
Well, sometimes to me, like we felt that last game was going to be a little bit like the option attack when we played Navy a few years ago, where we actually felt we were going to be in four down territory a lot of the game. And we didn't want to get into a punting contest, and we didn't want to get into a field goal contest, just because we thought the nature of our opponent, we expected to play good defense, and we did have some great stops that won us the game defensively. But that was an opponent that had the chance to score and score quickly because of their skill set and scheme, that we just had the mindset that there was going to be. So some of those third down runs was we were going for it on fourth down, no matter what the result was going to be. And we knew that on first down when we called the play. So, you know, and you know, if a team's playing pass, you know, you mix it up. We're not trying to be conservative. I know last game we ended up running a little bit more on first down. We like to do. We'll keep a look at that. We're not trying to, by any means, have tendencies. We don't want to be a team that's always throwing it on third and long. Sometimes on third and long, you got to throw it underneath. You got to throw a screen. You got to run the ball. Sometimes on third and one, you got to throw it. You know, on the goal line, the Super Bowl last year, a team threw it and everybody criticizes it. That was what they thought was the best call. So, you know, when plays work, they're good. When they don't, they don't. Our thought last week was we were going to go for it on fourth down. So some third down calls in our mind were actually second down calls because we had one more play that we were going on. That was just the nature of that week. And this week's going to be maybe the same, maybe different. The flow of the game, each week kind of changes. Each opponent changes, and you've got to adjust to the flow of the game. And like I say, we're going to be calculated but reasonably aggressive and giving our kids a chance to win.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.